Om Shanti. Today is 13th October 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a knower of all secrets and accumulate a godly income while being free from any attractive temptation and by making your laukik family. Many children, while fulfilling their responsibilities in carrying out their family task of their household and family relationships and connections, make everyone content with their unlimited intellect. By knowing the secret of the godly income, they too claim their special share. There are such economical children who belong to the One. They are free from any attractive temptation and use all their treasures, time, power and physical wealth economically on their family. They use it generously for their alaukik tasks. Such yukti-yukta children who understand all the secrets are worthy of praise. Mahima Yogya. So Baba is talking about a particular group of children who are staying in the household, but they are utilizing everything for alaukik. They are converting everything which is laukik into alaukik, and they know the secret of godly income, and they are free from all temptations, and they use all their treasures, time, power, physical wealth, economically, and they use it generously for their alaukik tasks, and such yukti-yukta children are worthy of praise. In yesterday's Abhyakt Murli, last evening, Baba said, those who contribute their wealth, what happens to their wealth? What happens to their wealth? In the Paramatma bank, in the godly bank, it is deposited many, many times more. Those who serve with their physical wealth. So, these are the group of yukti-yukta children who are very much economical. Baba likes this word, ek. One. In yesterday's Avyakt Murli, Baba remembered one tree. Which tree? Which tree? He remembered one tree. Which tree? Which tree? Last night, yes, sandalwood. It is the one tree, one Brahmin culture. You ask anybody, they will not say, we are English, we are from America, we are from Africa. It's one sandalwood tree and one Brahmin culture and one Srimat and one Swarup, one embodiment and one Mat. So everywhere there is this oneness. So Baba likes this word, one. Ek Nami. Only one name. Eko Nami. Those who are economical, ek vrata, those who follow only single vrat, ekant, those who are lost in the remembrance of the One. So, this is the power of One, the mantra of One, which Baba likes. So, these are the group of yukti-yukta children who are worthy of praise. They are living in the household. And whatever they have, they utilize it for alaukik purpose. And they know the secret of this godly income. And they utilize all their treasures. In yesterday's Avyakt Murli, Baba said, you should have only one thought. What is that? What is that thought? Only one sankalp. What is that sankalp? That every second every thought should be for world benefit. Every thought and every second, every breath should be for world benefit, for Vishva Kalyan. So, utilize all the treasures in worthwhile manner and become successful. Safal karo and safalta murt. Be the embodiment of success by utilizing all the treasures. So in yesterday's Murli Baba talked of utilizing, I think, 5 things. What are they? First, with your mind, give powers. With your speech, give knowledge, gyan. With your karma, actions, give virtues. With your contacts and connections, relationships and connections, give happiness. And one more new thing was there. With your intellect, give time. So these are the 5 things. Give all the time. Akhanda Mahadani and Akhanda Sayogi. These are the 2 words. Undivided donor and undivided cooperative. Cooperation, give to the family. And dan, donation, give to the worldly souls because they are thirsty, because they are unhappy, because they are powerless. Give them power, give them happiness, because they fulfill their wishes. They are nirbal. Give them power, give them happiness. So, through mind, give powers. Which is the most powerful of all these 5? Mind. What about knowledge? With your speech, give knowledge. With your karma, give virtues. With your connections, give them happiness. And with your intellect, give the treasure of time. What does this mean? Intellect, give treasure of time. What is this? What is it? Okay, with your divine intellect, give them time and solve their problem. To analyze and use everything in a worthwhile manner. But Baba talked about time. He connected time with intellect. I have never heard this any time before. This is absolutely new thing. And what newness to bring? Baba said yesterday's Murli. Seva, you have done enough. Call of time and peace of mind. You have done enough. Experience. What are the 2 things that experience does? It will pull them and it will never be forgotten. It's the 2 thing experience does. So give them experience. Experience of 5 things. What are they? Which experience to give?
Each and every subject.
First, knowledge. Experience of knowledge. Experience of power. Experience of virtue. Experience of soul conscious stage. And experience of godly love. Paramatma Prem. Give them experience of these 5 things. Because experience will not be forgotten. And experience will pull them. This is the newness which you have to bring. You have done all other seva a lot, but this seva is remaining of giving them experience of Paramatma Bal and Atmik Bal. They should feel that anytime, whenever you want, at any place, give them this experience, because this is the most important seva which is remaining. So, give them these 5 things. Give them experience of 5 things. So, here in today's Vardhan, Blessing Baba is saying, this is a group of, small group of people, of Brahmins, who are staying in the household. They are fulfilling all their worldly responsibilities, and yet, at the same time, they know the importance of Alaukik Seva. And they utilize all their treasures in a worthwhile manner. So you are the richest in the world, Baba said. You have lot of treasures with you. Two words about treasure. They are akhanda and they are akut. They would never get exhausted. Such inexhaustible treasures. Such undivided treasures. Treasure trove you have. And that is why it is your responsibility that you have to give. What you receive now you have to give. You are the children of the great. You are the children of the donors. So you are the master donors. So you have to donate. Okay? They are your atmik bhai behen. They are your brothers and sisters. Divine brothers and spiritual brothers and sisters. And they are suffering. And their suffering is going to increase. And this halchal, this upheaval is going to increase more and more. So you should have practice of giving in a second. 1 second give them. Baba conducted one drill yesterday. What was that drill? And he gave 3 soman, 3 self-respect in that drill. What was that drill? And Baba said, keep on doing this drill all the time. First was, I am a Brahmin soul. Which Brahmin soul? But elevated. In that also Purushottam. Confluence agent. Brahmin soul. Second was, I am an angel. Double light. And third was, world benefactor. With your mental powers spread across the world, the vibrations of power. So these are the 3 self-respect, and Baba conducted drill on this and said that keep on doing this drill all the time. Not sometime and not something. These are the 2 words Baba doesn't like. What are they? Something and sometime. So don't talk about sometime. Say always. Sadas nahi, not sometimes nahi. Constant, imperishable, eternal, all the time. So keep on giving, because only 2 seats are filled, mother and father. Rest of the seats are vacant. So you can claim any seat anytime. So love is a aeroplane and blessings are lift. And smriti, awareness, is switch. So switch on the switch of awareness. Sit into the lift of blessings, which you will get by doing service. You will have double benefit. What is that double benefit? You get blessing and your problems get solved. Your efforts, you become mehnat mukt, and you become samasya mukt, and you become vigna mukt, and you become destroyer of obstacles. So all your hindrances, all your obstacles are removed. Because Baba cannot see your effort and Baba doesn't like your efforts. These are the 2 things about efforts. Baba can't see your efforts and Baba doesn't like your efforts. So become effortless, effort free. This is what Baba wants. So this love is an aeroplane. You have not come in an ordinary aeroplane. There are 3 aeroplanes actually. 1 aeroplane is mentioned in today's Sakar Murli. Worldly aeroplane. And that aeroplane has totally deceived the humankind. They think they are in the heaven. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, Mahal Madiya and those aeroplanes, they think they are in the heaven. And this sukh of Maya, this happiness induced, given by Maya, has totally hypnotized the humankind. Bharmaya. This sukh of Maya has hypnotized. So this is 1 aeroplane. 2nd aeroplane is aeroplane of heaven. And the 3rd aeroplane is the aeroplane of confluence age. What is that aeroplane? That's the aeroplane of love. That is the aeroplane of love. So aeroplane of love, lift of intellect, a lift of blessings which you receive from so many souls. These blessings will make you effort free. These blessings will make you get rid of all your problems, obstacles, and this will benefit them also, the one whom you will serve. So keep on giving all the time. You are the great donors, and when you give, you receive double benefit. And don't give some time or something, but give all the time and give everything, whatever you have. So those people, today's Murli again, they are Yukti Yukti and they are Mahima Yogya. Those who utilize all their treasures in worthwhile way. And one of the treasures, as we said, intellect, time. To utilize time in the worthwhile manner is the, this is the call of the time. What, how we are utilizing our time? Is it going in waste or it is getting utilized for the elevated efforts? Baba said, can't you hear the voices of your devotees? They are crying out, O God of mercy. They are shouting, they are shrieking. Can't you hear their voice? They are calling out and they are telling, give us love, real love, and give us power. Two things they are asking for you. Give us love and give us power. So give them love and give them power. Because there is no love in the world. There are four things Baba said about the spiritual love or godly love or divine love. What are they? This love has got four qualities. First, it is selfless. So opposite of selfless, the worldly love is absolutely selfish. This is a thing to contrast. One is selfless, another is selfless. It is selfless, this is selfish. Whatever love is existing in the world, that is no love at all actually. It's full of selfishness. And it's a body conscious love. And whenever there is a body conscious, in this Murli also Baba said, you think that you are soul and suddenly body conscious love comes. Is this an experience? This is not an experience. That it means you have no experience of soul conscious love. So the first thing Baba said, this divine love, this spiritual love, this godly love, this non-physical love. In psychology they use one word for non-physical love, platonic love. Platonic love means love which has no physical element at all, and which is a very rare entity in the world. Only few friendships are platonic. Only few loves in the world are platonic. Only few marriages are platonic. Rest of all the love, rest of all the marriages, rest of all the friendships, they are physical, corporeal. So this is an incorporeal love. Extra, this is extraterrestrial, this is a celestial, this is unearthly. Bodiless love. So, the first thing about this divine love is, God's love is selfless. Worldly love is selfish. Selfish love is associated with restlessness. Selfish love is associated with expectations and frustration. Worldly love is associated with lot of depression, elevation and then depression. Lot of fluctuations. Full of expectations which never get fulfilled. So that is the first thing about divine love. Second, this is true love. Opposite of that is worldly love is false. Jhoot. There is a falsehood trade everywhere. This is the only love which is true love. Rest all loves in the world, whether it is of husband, wife, mother, child, brother, sister, siblings, friends, they all in some way or other carry some element of untruth. They cannot be called true love. So this is the only love which is true. This is the second component of the love. Third, this is from the heart. All the worldly love are superficial. This is hearty. This is emanating from the core of the heart. Those loves are very much superficial, floating on the surface. So, this is a deeper love, and this is, worldly love is very, very superficial. Superficial means it is there today and it is not there tomorrow. Very transitory, temporary nature. Fourth component of the love. Fourth component. What is the fourth component? This is soul conscious love, atmic prem. Worldly love is body conscious love. So these are the four components Baba said. Nisvarth, Satcha, Atmic and Dilse. Spiritual love, God's love is atmic. So there is a soul conscious love and there is a body conscious love. What is the difference between soul conscious love and body conscious love? False identification. Body conscious love creates lots of restlessness. Body conscious love leads to agitation of senses. Body conscious love leads to addiction. Body conscious love wants fulfillment. Body conscious love can turn violent if the senses are not fulfilled. Body conscious love can have jealousy. Body conscious love can create, can give rise to all the vices. So these are the four components of the love in yesterday's Murli. So the whole Murli was based on two words. Everywhere two, whatever we saw. There are about 22. More than that. So, this is how the spiritual love is, with these four components. So you have two things to do, and you get two benefits, and Baba doesn't like two things. And two examples and five tasks which you have to do and five experiences, five types of experiences which you have to give to the souls of the world, and only two seats are fixed. Rest, all the seats are vacant. So you can rush and jump on any seat and take any seat anytime. So this is in short about. So utilize all the treasures. Don't waste anything. Om Shanti.